Amen. Good evening, everyone. Maro Shinano. Lekero Sukara Dasa Kira Monoso. Labrocoso Vrado Dusha Manasa Gidia. Lebarasa Kata Labababababa. Karabarabara Kadia Badia. Kalabasum Pradoshanata Dasa Kedasa. Kala baba baba bali anosa kanda ragadosa anda rosa taya dosa kara basi boroso kera basha nana rasa da ragadosa ekosu makosu varo doshi mara basi predosa makataya lagria mara baba 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 olikia bakasha dariera nosa Mande libra casebra dosa, ale bronoso valabaria dosa, macata legadosa, quianda ragadosa, marabasa taie gedosa, embronoso vradoso, manana sigaya ragadosa, raca sacata la brono, endorobo sucradosa caragdosa, ale grendo la grando lagadosa maroso, masipa le barata. E caso vranosa valera, zembrenoso vrande libra zobradosa, e que bicha manda la bassa pa, e kia bababa, o kia la baca rabassa, manda libaraca shiba ragadosa, e boroso farasa fide digse, manda libaraca ta, e coso cotoia la bande, Ebrana sambrano son frenoshi, lambra de sequia lagasa cadia, zebrono sombrano sequia lagadosha, mara ba 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 ba. Come on, go ahead and talk in the Holy Ghost tonight. Go ahead and talk in the Holy Ghost tonight. Energize yourself. We have been hearing about the believer's authority. Talking about the power of a new creation in Christ Jesus. Talking about our rights and responsibilities and why we should take authority. Alright, so let's just go ahead and just edify ourselves. Let's strengthen ourselves with the Word of God. Let's strengthen ourselves tonight. Knowing that revelation comes to us. Knowing that we receive an answered prayer. Knowing that our faith is out for the impossible and all things work together for our good in the name of Jesus. Ale godoso. Come on, go ahead, talk in other tongues tonight. Talk in other tongues tonight. Ale boshimara kato shekia dadeya. Barabasa brande lebranene. Efuso vasa vale gedishe. Raba ba 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 ba. Endorobo sokrado sekia lagadosha. Mande liberata yala gadosa, eke ya bakasa kato yala bosa. Are you talking in other tongues tonight? E moro shimiga raso kradosa, mazabara basu predosa, vanda la basi predosa, ale ke ye gedosha gera gadosa. Woo! Hallelujah. Marabate yala gadosha nanasa bradesa. Eke rosso brando le branene kiaba kusoto ele brano shigia ragadosha mande le basata ya la basum prenos brande le gedosa in the name of Jesus okusha baka toya la basu brendo dosa eke re arabasa badabara ena nasum baroko toya la bashi barosu makale geduso Ambrenoso valabra nesse vedeia, zambarabasso predo shigeregedoso, aleketo labaragadosa, in the name of Jesus. O baruso baracatala branene, endoroso cradelegedoso cradeia, marabasa prandelegedusha, in the name of Jesus. O kushabacataya labacata, ambalebronoso vredoso vrandelabasa. Eke shikete elegeduso, andelebuso crado lobrodoso valegedusha, mandale brondo legedosa, kia lagadosa, Marabasum prenoso brande legredosha. E yagata gatu yagatoya lagaduso. Varabasam pronoso kia labanto. E garabate yelegeroso. In the name of Jesus. Alekete lekete leketo. Ambronoso brande lebrashigadosa. O marosa. Come on, go ahead and declare that I am helped by the Spirit of God. I'm helped with understanding. I'm helped with revelation. My eyes of understanding is enlightened. I see clearer the things I should do. I see clearer the things I should do. In the name of Jesus, I see clearer. Oh, Boshibo Rokoto Labranda Lebrodosa. I see clearer every day of my life. I see clearer in the name of Jesus. Alekoso Koto Librana. Mande libra de shikiara basupra dosa ale ke sokronto lebrane ego suko toye legende legesha rakatara basokra nonoso eke yega raba koto lebranoso emborobo suprada shidaya mande lebran senkete lebrane avo suvradoso vataya labase prenoso ekarabasete yelegedosha Rakiba sokrodoso brandelebos ambarabasete legedosha lakia bakeroso mando lebranene enono sudoya labasa zara kata yegedoso marabatia labrende lekisha jarabaso predosa in the name of Jesus. O barukoto labrande lebrane eke yeregedoso koto ya lagadosha Marabase prede de geso gotoya langodo lagadia barakata marabasum prene ke yegedosa abozo varoso enene shibire gedos okoso koto yegedosa marabase prenosa kata yegede aleke yekoso koto lembro noso bradosa erererererere arabaso koto lengadoshe Maraba simpre ne kerebo subrande e kuso koto le gredosha a kuso koto la banana endorosh 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 araba se prodoso afuto li keduso manda libra dosha akata ya la bosa. Come on, go ahead and declare that I see in the name of Jesus. I hear in the name of Jesus. I know exactly what he wants me to do. I know exactly how he wants me to do it. Enoshe beregedoso. Manda libra da katala bracadese. Ekuso forobo sofrodoso. Enene shimana masumbrondo libranese. Ali de do soko. Ala brondo lebrododo. Ekuko koyeko roboso kataya laboso. Embrono shimara masuprena. In the name of Jesus. O kuto lokoto lokoto. Eke lebo soprana nasi badasa. Eshi marado. Eshi godoso. Andala brakata. Eno noso krodoso. Oh, go ahead, declare. Say, I see. Hallelujah. I see to the glory of God. I see every day of my life. I see. Eno noshi mananaka. I see. Evoroso vara masupredosha. I see. Ekuso koto legedosa. Ambro no sumbrana niyanda aleketo aketoku akusoko to yege rodoshia lakira masom prodoso. Say, I see in the name of Jesus. My eyes of understanding truly sees in the name of Jesus. It's clearer day by day. It's clearer day by day. I walk in the light and not in darkness. I walk in the light and not in darkness. O maruso barokotoso. I walk in results and not in confusion. In the name of Jesus. Ele kuso monso maradosa. Ena no se menda de iso koto leka dosa. Eka roso koto laso. Go ahead, declare. In difficult times, I'm helped. E yabaso boroboso. I said, in difficult times, I'm helped. In the name of Jesus. When I don't know what to do, I'm helped. Eki yaro koto labronosa.
when I don't know who to meet. Oh, Barosa, Kene de Gedosa, Enanosa, Nandodosa, I'm connected by the Father. Enaroso Marodosa Kiadasa, Lenkiduso Baroso Barosa, Enonoshi, Andalabosa. I'm a favored child of God. I am a favored child of God. Everywhere I turn, favor. Come on, declare where you are concerned. Say, everywhere I turn is the favor of God. Everywhere I turn is the help of God. Everywhere I turn is the mercy of God. Everywhere I turn, oh Barosa, I enjoy the beauty of God. Eneshike rokoto la bosa, la nana kiyando rokoto, abasopele kusokia nanasa, endorosa. Come on, declare yourself as the one that Jesus loves. Glory to God. Come on, go ahead, declare. Say, I am the one that Jesus loves. Hey, yamaro nonosa. Yeah, let's go ahead, personalize it. Say, I am the one that Jesus loves. I am the one that Jesus died for. I am the one that the Lord gave his life up for. I am the one. Yina no kayanda. Ah, Barosa, those words mean a lot. They mean everything to us. In an ocean, and no, sir, we are the one that he loves. Glory to God. I am personalized. I am the one. In an ocean, I am the beloved of the Father. Declare it. I am the beloved of the Father. God loves me. Jesus loves me. He loves me. I don't even know why. Yes, you must know why now. Oh, Gorosha, Nanda, Nasa, he did everything for you. Glory to God. He did everything for you. He died so that you can live. He died. He died so you don't have to go to hell and you don't need to be ruled from the enemy or by the enemy for the rest of your life. He died. That's why, child of God. That's why. This is the reason. Mandeliya Nabasa. Oh, that also, God also. God loves us for every reason. He loves us to deliver us. He loves us to save us. He loves us to keep us. And Onusha. So we are kept by the mighty hands of God. Hallelujah. Come on, declare. Say, my protection is sure. Glory to God. Hey, Abasom Prodoso. Say, my protection is sure. Enanaka Yagata Yenkedosa. Bible says you have been engraved in the palm of his hands. Who can take you off his palm? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Who can? In Anosa, he engraved you there. Oh, Barosa, you are fitted. In Anosa, Manosa, Kiala, Barokoto. In Anosa, Minia, God looks at you and is grateful. Oh, Barosa, to himself. Hey, Yanasha, Ratia Lagoso, Karamasota, Labaraba. Hey, woo! Come on, go ahead and tell yourself, I've been fearfully made. Hallelujah. I'm gloriously made. Hallelujah. I'm beautifully made. Hallelujah. Inanaya Kadosa. Oh, glory to God. God took his attention to take care of my image. He gave it attention. Anonosa. Lakuto lebrondo libradosa. When in the book of Genesis, Bible makes us understand that when God saw everything, he kept on saying, let there be, let there be, let there be, let there be. When he got to man, he says, let us make. Let us, alenusha nagadosa, enonoso krotola krataya lava. Let us respect, hallelujah. Let us kiando likadosa, take our time. Let us kiembo rokotoi gedusa karata andelebo shekaya labosa. Let us, hallelujah. Oh, that's a great statement. Yeah. Ki anosa, God took his time to work on you and I. Endoro shabadadosa. So tell me, who will say to you that you are worth nothing? You worth everything to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who will say to you that you should be pitied? No. You are to be celebrated. Who will say to you that you are at a disadvantage? Oh my God, the person doesn't know who he's talking about. Hallelujah. Come on, celebrate yourself wherever you are tonight. Celebrate yourself. Say, God loves me. I am the one that Jesus loves. Glory to God. I am the one. I am the one. I am the one. He gave it all for me. I am the one that Jesus loved. Hey, lift up your hands wherever you are. Give God praise tonight. Give him praise tonight. Say, I am the one that Jesus loves. Glory to God. The world might not accept me. The world might not receive me. But Jesus gave it all for me. Glory to God. The world might not know what I want, but Jesus gave it all for me. It's not when you have money in your account that you want something. No. You want a lot in the hands of the Father. He didn't waste his blood. All right? On the cross of Calvary. No, he didn't waste his blood. He didn't. Glory to God. He didn't. He made sure. Listen to me. I said he made sure. He made sure. Oh, that you and I can be perfected. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. God gives you his listening ears. He gives it to you. Who are you to end that? Oh, you are his creation. Hallelujah. 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 You are the temple of the Most High God. God tabernacles on your inside. Woo! Hallelujah. Woo! You are the beloved of the Father. You have been accepted in the beloved. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, Bible says that when you died with him. When you rose with him. We died, we were buried, and we rose again with our Father. Oh, Jarama, so you want a lot? You want too much? Emboro kusufra dosa. Ekiya baroso krada dosa beda dosa. Oh, barosa, give God praise tonight. Give him praise tonight. Give him praise tonight. Give him praise tonight. Tell yourself you win. And you win all of the time. Tell yourself I win all of the time. It might take a while, but I'm winning. Hallelujah. Come on, it might take a while, but I'm winning. And I win all of the time. I win all of the time. I win all of the time. As long as my eyes is on him, the altar and the finisher of my faith, I win. Come on, church. Go ahead, declare. Say, I win all of the time because my eyes is on the master. Because my eyes is on the master. I win 24/7 every day of my life. I'm winning. Kiyaba baba leke boko. Eforo, efutu, efronono suba. Leko shanda lebro sukrada de gedosa. Alekia maradada. Endoru kataya labosa. I win all of the time. I win every day. E barama rabakata. E kuro kotoli barakata. E kuso varanda. E nonushimene nosha. Raki baso krada lusa. Alu kotola bosa. Oh, in our family, in our lineage, we're not defeated. Come on, church. I said we cannot be defeated. In our lineage, we don't get defeated. Eh, karuso. Why? Because the Satan that wants to defeat us has been defeated. Hallelujah. Woo! I said the one that wants to defeat us has been defeated. And he's been defeated 1,001 times. He's been defeated. Every time you wake up in the morning, the enemy is being defeated. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hey, Arabashanta, Arabosa. Oh, Barosa. Because every day, Bible says, that every day his messages are new. Hallelujah. His messages are new every morning. His messages are new every morning. His love, O Karosa, is refreshed every day. Kayemo sokoto. So the enemy is defeated every day. Hallelujah. You as a child of God cannot be defeated. You cannot be defeated. You cannot allow defeat. So you reign, you rule because of the Father. You reign, you rule because of the Father. You reign, you rule because that's your inheritance in Christ Jesus. You reign, you rule. You are blessed. Come on, give God praise. Say, I am blessed. I am the blessed child of God. I am the blessed child of God. I am. Come on, say favor. I am the favored child of God. Hallelujah. I'm favored. I'm favored. Come on, delay is not denial. No, listen to me. I said delay is not denial. You have it. You have it. You have what you say. Hallelujah. I said you have what you say. So what do you do? We talked on this last week. And I told you, I said that if God could say, let there be, and there was, let there be, and there was, all right, if you can remember last week's teaching, that means that he, and then Bible now says he created us in his own image and in his own likeness, meaning that you and I have been made just like our Father. Because we're made just like our Father, we are supposed to function the way our Father functions. One of the attributes of God is to talk. And then he talked in creation. He made it happen for you and I. Now, you and I are in the world that he made. Bible says that he made the heavens and the earth. So if he did make the heavens and the earth, and you are put in the earth, all right, he didn't put you in the earth so that you can become worldly. He put you in the earth so that you can reign through the Spirit of God on your inside. So being in the world to reign just says that the attributes of your Father must continue. Hallelujah. So what am I saying? I'm simply saying that if the attributes of God from the beginning is to create, he didn't just create by just pointing. No, he created by also by mostly speaking. All right, that's the primary intention. He actually spoke those things into creation. He spoke them into being. So you and I have to do what? Well, to speak things into being. And last week we looked at that very well. We looked at that very well, that we need to keep talking. Every time a believer gets shut up, every time a believer closes his mouth or her mouth, what he or she is doing to himself or herself is to be defeated. Yeah, that's what you're doing to yourself. You're telling yourself, it's okay. I accept anything that is coming my way. No, what we do as believers is that we stand up to the occasion. We declare what we want. Whatever is coming against us, that is coming against what we want, we do what? We stop it by the power of God. That's the believer's authority. That's what he has. That's what he has. He stops everything that is contrary to the Spirit of God on his inside. He stops everything that is disturbing his atmosphere. He kicks against everything that is not in order. All right? He makes sure that the word of God is in his mouth as a weapon. So he picks the weapon from his mouth and he pierces through every difficult situation. He pierces through everything that may look like a disadvantage to him. He pierces through everything that is denying him of his right. He pierces through. He doesn't take no from answer. The believer is strong. The believer is mighty. The believer takes control. And that's why you and I are hearing these teachings, that we may truly live the way we ought to live, the rights that we have in Christ Jesus. We have the authority. We are the believers, and we've got authority to stop, to undo, and to make alive. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Tonight we're going to continue from this. Oh, thank you, Father. I believe you have been energized. Wherever you are tonight, go ahead and say, Father, I thank you. I give you praise. I give you praise, oh God. I give you praise, oh God. I'm going to help us see some dimensions again tonight of a believer's authority. Because, listen, the more you know, the better you live and the more speed you gain. All right? So having speed is not only by prophecy. It's also by faith. Yeah. It's also by faith in God's word. All right. A prophecy can come that, I mean, from tonight, there will be speed, just like I prayed for us this evening. All right. So that prophecy can come and just, you know, whether you are in faith for it or not, it just happens for you. But there are some other people that the prophecy also came, but they didn't enjoy the fruit of what the prophecy actually said. So one of the ways to go about that is to now stay in the word. All right? You have to stay in the word of God to produce the same speed that every other person is enjoying as a result of a prophecy. All right? So sometimes prophecy goes ahead, but not everybody catches it. Yeah. So shortcuts, catch the thing and keep running. Amen. That's shortcut. You catch it and you keep running. But the other way also is that I didn't catch it enough like I should, or I don't see it manifesting well, you know, as it is manifesting in my neighbors. There's no need to get jealous. Just go to the word. Go to the word. Cook out your own scriptures. Cook it out. Search for it. Get it. And then, like your Father, begin to speak it to creation. I give that that prayer point because something happens, you know, in the course of the week, and I was happy about it. All right, a friend of ours that has been trying to get something for the past 3 years, you know, God just answered her in a speed of less than 6 months. 3 years, 6 months. Look at that. I mean, it can't be compared. I said it cannot be compared. 3 years, 6 months. What man could not do in 3 years, God did in less than 6 months. Awesome. That's awesome. I tell you, that's always awesome. Hearing God's word like this just energizes you, just strengthens you. All right, when she was talking about her testimony, listening to it was just so amazing. Just this week, I mean, so amazing. Hearing those words, it encourages. All right, you know, one of the things I also learned also is the fact that sometimes God waits for you. It's like you know too much, so you're not allowing him to interfere into your business. So God waits for you. Oh yeah, go. You are not letting me lead you. Oh yeah, lead yourself. And then truly, you start leading yourself until you get to a place whereby the doors are shut and can't be opened by anyone except God. At that point, you become humble. All right? This period that just passed, amen? Yeah, amen. I said that by faith. You know, the COVID period and all that. You know, one of the things that I noticed is that a lot of believers that have been so stubborn, they became humble when COVID hit their health. They became humble. There's nothing you can do again. You need God. Amen. 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 You need God. Amen. So they needed God at all costs. Some people needed God, you know, at those times. And when they came out, they became the freshest Christian that I've ever met. Fresh, you know, baked in the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Why? Some of them had an encounter of the Holy Ghost. Not that you by now, you should know that God does not give sickness. All right. But man always needs God. God needs man. Yes, that's why he created him. But man is stubborn. Sometimes he doesn't know that he needs God. So he starts saying things like God doesn't exist. And that's why for some people, they believe in science than they believe in God. And these things truncate, you know, the authority that you say you have in Christ Jesus. Because if you say you have an authority in something, that means that thing, you believe in it. So if you don't believe in that thing, it will not work. You can't get any authority from there. Why? Because you don't even believe in the first place. So there won't be an advantage of that thing in your life. If you understand what I'm talking about, yeah. You won't have an advantage of God because you don't even believe in the integrity of his name. You know, every time we say in Jesus' name and you just look at it like any other name, you are wasting time. Time is going. And there are people like that. All right, in Jesus' name, it's not anything to them. It's almost like, you know, wrong. Hallelujah. Wrong. 1,000 a time is wrong. The authority of the believer, it comes from the knowledge of who you say God is to you. Hey, did you hear what I just said? I said that's how you can get the authority. It's because you know who God is to you. You know what God can do for you. You know what God has done. All right? You can see. Now, it's not even about the testimonies of human beings. It's even now what Jesus went through for our own sake. That's big enough. That's big enough for anyone to be humbled. You have to be humbled by these things. Oh, glory to God. You get humbled by these things. God humbles you by his word. And you, in turn, go through the process and you will never remain the same again. You can't remain the same again. So tonight, let's look at another dimension of the believer's authority. Now, the believer, like I've said so many things about the believer, all right, tonight. But always remember that the reason why Jesus, you know, died is so that the enemy can be totally defeated. So if the reason why Jesus died is so that the enemy can be defeated, and today we still have believers being defeated by the enemy, that means that something is wrong somewhere. All right? Now, what could be wrong? Whatever could be wrong, obviously, is the place of the lack of knowledge. So let's start reading the scriptures. All right? Let's go to
So in case your Bible is not close by, please pick up your Bible and let's quickly look at it. We're supposed to finish the Believer's Authority today, but it's not looking like it. It's not looking like it, but let's go with the flow, all right? It's very important. Let's go with the flow. All right, Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. All right, it says, are you there? Amen, amen, amen. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. It says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Did you see that? My people are what? Destroyed for lack of knowledge. The reason for defeat, discouragement, disadvantages and all of those other negative words is because there is no knowledge. When there is no knowledge for something, you are denied. You become ignorant. Yes. You become ignorant, and the moment you become ignorant, the enemy can, you know, the enemy can act on that ignorance. You don't know, because you don't know. It's not permitted not to know. You have to know. It's not as if I know everything, if you understand what I'm trying to say, but my heart is open enough. And one of the things I know the Holy Ghost does is that, yes, you don't know, because you have, maybe you've not read it, you've not been taught and things like that, but the Holy Ghost now begins to speak to you. You don't know, but he speaks to you. You don't know, he speaks to you. It's like you're in the exam hall. How did you pass the exam? You passed the exam because you heard the Holy Ghost talk. Are you getting what I'm saying? So that means that the believer has got to allow himself to be led by the Spirit of God, because that's what supersedes the place of I don't know. I should have known. Listen. Once you don't know, you're right. There can be a disadvantage because I don't know. But when I allow myself to be led, all right. Let's go to that scripture. I want you to look at everything we are looking at tonight, because it's important that you keep seeing these things. The more you see them, like I said, the better and the more speed we make. You have to see it, though. You have to see it. I mean, what qualifies you and I to become sons of God? Let's look at it. Let's look at it. All right? These are some of the things that you and I need to learn. We need to learn it. Because once we know it, we have known it. Okay. Why am I? Sorry. Sorry, just give me a few minutes. I need you to see it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Romans chapter 8. Maybe let's read that. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. It says, for as many as are led. Romans 8:14. As many as are led by who? The Spirit of God. All right? That's very crucial. As many as are led. Very important. By the Spirit of God, as lady, it says that children, the true children of God are those. Listen, did you hear that? It says the true children. If you want to know that you are a true child, you are led by those who. Sorry, are those who are led by God's Spirit. By those who listen to the Spirit of God, that's what it's just generally telling us. Generally saying to us, for those who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. All right? For all who are led by the Spirit of God, they are sons of God. So who is a son? Who is a child? Someone that listens. You must listen to God. You must listen to the Spirit of God. So you can't keep saying, I don't know. Okay, you don't know. Okay, there's an easy way out. The easy way out is that the Spirit of God is talking and you can hear. Don't do it and you don't do it. Now, sometimes it's not, you don't hear the Spirit of God's voice like a thunder or something like that. No. The Spirit of God in you helps you to know. It just gives you a knowing. This is wrong. It gives you a knowing. This is right. Yeah. You have a knowing. Bible says that he that is joined with the Lord is one spirit with him. Your spirit and God's spirit have been joined together, and that's why you are born again. Are you getting what I'm saying? The Spirit of God dominates your spirit. All right. So your Spirit of God, your spirit now carries the Spirit of God. So because of that, the Spirit of God gives you a knowing. It's supernatural. When you do something and it's wrong, he will tell you. When you do something and it's right, he will tell you. Even you will even know. But the wrong one, he tells you. You know, you want to go somewhere and he tells you don't go. Or you do something to somebody and he tells you apologize. Or you pick something that is not your own, you know. Well, you could call it stealing, you know. And then he tells you, don't do it. You lie to someone. He tells you, don't lie. You know what I'm talking about. These are everyday things that happen to us. But if those small things he's saying to you, you are refusing to hear. How do you now claim God is? How do you now claim I'm a child, I'm a son? Because the little things he's asking you to do is your father. God is your father, but you are not allowing him lead you. Bible says that to whichever how does it say it now? It's to whichever one that you yield to, that you become a servant to. If you yield to God, all right, then you become a servant to the Lord. But if you yield your members, that's what I'm talking about, your members. If you use your members to God, then you allow God. If you yield your members to the enemy, what are your members? Your members are your eyes, your right, your hand, your legs, all right, where you go, all right, we can say that. Alright, we can say that. Alright, what you do, alright, so we can use that. The things you allow, you know, the gates of a believer are the senses. Alright, if you allow your eyes to keep seeing the things that will cause trouble for you, you are not doing well for yourself. If you allow your ears to be hearing the discussion that doesn't concern you, alright, you are not doing well for yourself. All of those things, you are yielding your members to something wrong. If you yield your members to pornography, fornication, watching immoral movies, all right, allowing your thoughts to have to keep having wrong thinkings about somebody else. Bible says, think on these things. What are you supposed to think on things? It says, think on these things. Whatever is pure. So if your thoughts that you keep allowing, they are impure. You hear gossip, you are interested, you want to listen to the rest of the gist, things like that. You need to train yourself. Because these things weaken your authority as a believer. They weaken it. They weaken it because you are allowing things you are not supposed to allow. Amen. Are you getting what I'm saying? You are allowing the things you're not supposed to allow. Let's look at another scripture. I want you to see this scripture. Let's look at it. Still Romans. All right. Still Romans. But I want you to look at what Romans chapter 6 here. Because these things are important. They find a way to creep into our lives and they weaken us. So we now say things, you know, you say things in Jesus' name and you notice that nothing is happening. Which you need to check yourself. What have I been yielding myself to? Have I been yielding to God or have I been allowing the influence of the enemy in my life?
So you are trying to do something in the name of Jesus, but I mean your lifestyle, your behavior, the things you have attributed to your life, they are not edifying. So you are allowing the enemy have an upper hand where you are concerned. Some of us don't even pray except when I'm praying with you or when you go to church. Wrong. You're supposed to have a personal prayer life. I was telling my husband 3 days ago, I need to pray. I told him yesterday, I need to pray. Today, he had to remind me. You said you need to pray. I just told myself, okay, shut down every other thing you're doing. Go and pray. The first thing that happened to me, let me tell you something. You know, the first thing that happened to me when I said praying was I said crying. Yeah. When you feel like, oh, you've missed something. You've missed being somewhere because of too much activity, administration, and things like that. So sometimes you and I need to shut down just so that we can hear the voice of God. You need to shut down. You shut down consciously. Not allow the voice of God to get you off. And then it gets you off and you don't know exactly what to do or how to do what to do. And then you're not even giving attention anymore. You need to be careful. All right, you need to be careful, because at the end of the day, you and I are the one that will become, you know, disadvantaged, because we are not allowing the advantage that has been given to us. And the advantage we have in Christ Jesus supersedes everything and anything in our lives right now that we might put as priority. Amen. Whatever it is, you have to tell yourself it. Oh, glory to God. Let's read. Romans chapter 6. Romans 6. Look at how he writes it here. He says, well then, should we keep on sinning so that God can show up more and more? That's Romans chapter 6, verse 1. He says, well then, my brother, my sister, should we keep on sinning so that God can show up more and more? All right, of his wonderful grace. Of course not, since we have died to sin. Amen. Did you see that? Since we do not have a part in sin anymore, how can we continue to live in it? You don't have a part in anything of those disadvantage or disadvantaged life. What you have now is in Christ Jesus. So you don't have a business with all these other negative things. So we must not keep living in them. We must not allow them creep into our lives. Amen. He says, of course not. Since we have died to sin. You have died. You have died to sin. You died to it. You died to the nature of sin. The nature is dead in your life. So the characteristics of sinning should not creep anymore into our lives. The nature of sin is dead. Dead. We died to it. And we are what? Alive unto God. We are alive. Look, let's keep reading, maybe, so I don't go ahead of myself. All right? It says, how can we continue to live in it? Or have you forgotten that when we were joined with Christ in baptism, we joined him in his death too? Reminding us of the fact that we died together. We were buried together and we resurrected together. All right? He says, for we died and we were buried with Christ. And just as Christ was raised from the dead, you and I did. He says, since we have been united with him. All right? Are you seeing that? Look at verse 6. It says, we know that our old sinful self was crucified with Christ so that sin might lose its power. Oh, I like the way he says it. So that sin loses its power completely. It says, we know that our old sinful self was crucified. The nature of the enemy, all right, was crucified on that cross of Calvary. And we took up the nature of Christ Jesus. So that's why we don't have a business with anything that attributes itself to the life of the enemy. We are aliens to these things now. We are a foreigner to all of those lifestyle. Our lifestyle changed. Amen. Amen and amen. All right? Our behavior follows. All right? We bear fruits of righteousness now. So because we bear fruits of righteousness, we begin to know our rights in Christ Jesus. Are you getting it now? We're beginning to know our rights. We don't have a business, all right, with these things. We have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, it's not you that now live. No, but Christ that lives in you. Christ lives in you. Hallelujah. Come on, go ahead and say, Christ lives in me. He says, we are no longer slaves to sin. All right? He says, for when we died with Christ, we were set free from the power of sin. We died and we were set free. Bible says, we have crossed over. We crossed from darkness into light. We crossed from death into life. We crossed over. Amen. So we don't have a business with anything that the enemy will bring our way. So do you see what I'm talking about now? So if you know, if you and I know that we are no longer slaves to sin, that means that the attributes of the nature of, you know, the enemy, we don't have a part in it. Meaning that if it comes as a suggestion, if it comes as a desire, or somebody begins to, you know, showcase these things around us, you know, what we do is that we fight. The believer fights. So this is where the things we are learning, we've been learning, this is where it will come. You begin to fight it. You fight what the enemy is bringing your way, because you no longer are his slave. One, and you no longer have a business with whatever he's bringing. So you fight. Hallelujah. Bible says that we fight the good fight of faith, because at the end, why is it called the good fight of faith? Because at the end, all right, we have been made victorious. We didn't make ourselves victorious. He made us victorious. Amen. Amen and amen. So what do? You fight. Why are you fighting? You are fighting because you are on earth, and the one that rules the earth is the enemy. So we fight. We fight. We fight. Your authority begins to find expression here when you're fighting. How do you fight? You fight with words. Hallelujah. You fight with words. You speak what you want. You speak against the things that the enemy is bringing your way. You speak. You speak. What are the things you are wanting? What are the things that you are saying? Are they the same? If what you are seeing and what you are saying is not the same, then you fight. But if what you are seeing and what you are saying is the same, then you what? You rejoice. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You rejoice. You rejoice. Tonight again, we're going to just pray and then we're going to round off. I think we're just going to continue the believer's authority. If you believe that, just give me an i5 on the page. All right? Just give me an i5. But we're going to pray now. We're going to pray right now, because it's important that what I am seeing and what I am saying, they must be in agreement. Yeah, they must be in agreement. They must be in agreement. It has to happen. Hallelujah! Come on now. I said it has to happen. It has to happen. The things that I desire in my heart, you know, and I'm standing on God's word concerning them, they've got to happen. Hallelujah. And so I fight my way by the word of God. I fight my way standing, declaring, and saying that this is it, and I have what I say. Come on, church. Could you go ahead and speak the things you want, and then begin to take authority over the things that are facing you? Those things are facing you, but you are saying something. So what are you saying? What are you saying? If it's not what you want, take authority. Go ahead, declare tonight. Declare tonight. Declare tonight. Declare tonight. Declare tonight. Are you where you want to be? If you're not where you want to be, go ahead and declare tonight. Don't just talk in other tongues. I want you to speak. Speak your understanding. Hear what you are saying, and then begin to say, in the name of Jesus, Satan, I say, take your hands off my business. Come on now. Is somebody here with me that has a business that is suffering, and then you are saying that there is profit? You are saying customers come. You are saying all of those things you are saying, but the more you say, the less you see. Kayimo Rokoto, I say tonight, that is stopping. Tonight, we take authority and we declare, Kiyamo Korokotoya, that the business flourishes. flourishes in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. I said the business flourishes in the name of Jesus. Ile koto la bakata embronoso vrande libranene iso koto igarakata yege vandele bushakara gadosa in the name of Jesus. Oh, burukoto evarama rasataya lamoso endurukoto ya labasi paragoso. I pray for you. Enoroshi nanaso koto. Are you with me tonight? And there is and the doctors have said something about your body. Enusho karabakato. I speak against the lie of the enemy tonight. I declare that your body functions right in the name of Jesus. I declare marokoto ya rose endoroso manosa. This Jesus died for this reason, that you may live for him, that you may live karuno nosa in health, that you may live ekuruso kataya maradosa restored, that you may live keyambo rokoto without infirmities ekiyanoso. Bible says he took your infirmities, he took all of our infirmities and he put it upon himself. He that knew no sin, edanosa, was made sin for us. Go ahead and say kiyananoso enonoso akarosa. I take authority over this infirmity. It is not yours. Obarosa karabadosa. We come against it. We declare now, kiyadoroso, be healed, yanosho. Marosa karabaso. Let the repair begin in your body. In the name of Jesus. Kiyana koso kiyala. Mandala bokoto yarabasa. Repair now in the name of Jesus. Whatever the doctor's report is, it's okay. But we speak against what the enemy is doing. We say now, Elanosa, we have heard the facts from the doctors, but we begin to walk right now. We walk in the supernatural. We are supernatural beings. So we declare what we want to see, what we want to have, and we have what we say in the name of Jesus. Are you with me tonight? And you're waiting. Kayana nanoso, alabuso marasa. I speak in agreement with you, and I declare that you are strategically positioned for that right person in the name of Jesus. Ola mosa karabaso enanosa kenye regedosa. I declare that in this waiting period, you learn what you need to learn. You know what you need to know. You increase in capacity. You become a better you, kerabosa, a better version of you. I declare that your emotions are strengthened. I declare kiyanoso koro godoso, your capacity is enlarged. I declare kiyano noso, that you move forward. Enanoshi kayala, you make progress. That by the time your partner comes your way, you are a better version of yourself already. In the name of Jesus, I speak you into your marital destiny. I speak you into your homes. I speak you, Okarosa, as mothers over your children. In the name of Jesus, I speak you as a wife to a husband. I declare the kia nanosa, that your home flourishes now, from tonight, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Barusa Kata Yanda, are you with me tonight and you are pregnant? I speak concerning the baby. I say, baby, Alonso Manosa, you are the healthiest baby in the world. In the name of Jesus, there is no complication. Orarosa Karasa, through the process of this pregnancy, in the name of Jesus, I declare that you are strengthened. Oh, glory to God. I declare you are strengthened tonight in the name of Jesus. I declare you are strengthened. You sleep well, you wake up well, you eat well in the name of Jesus. I declare kiyando rokotosa, that you are bringing this baby to full term in the name of Jesus. You're going to give birth and the baby lives. The baby is healthy. The baby is stronger in the name of Jesus. You repair fast in the name of Jesus. In karakataya labosa, in the name of Jesus. Is anybody with me here and the marriage is being troubled? I speak concerning the marriage right now and tonight. I declare kirando, let the peace of God reign in that house in the name of Jesus. Let the peace of God reign in that house in the name of Jesus. Let the peace of God, the peace of God that passeth all understanding. Let it reign in that house. Satan, take your hands off in the name of Jesus. We take authority over your maneuvers. And we declare that this home is free in the name of Jesus. Free from your maneuvers. Free from your thoughts. Free from your strategic plans. Free in the name of Jesus. Okarananosa. I speak concerning heart desires on this page. I declare in the name of Jesus that according to the word of God, every desire according to God's word, alimo rokoto lebrende endoroso katoya adadosa, coming to manifestation in this season. Before the first quarter of this year ends, I declare that most of your faith list, most of your desires, I declare that they are covered in the name of Jesus. Covered. I said covered. Covered. You see an answer. You have a manifestation. In the name of Jesus, you walk. You walk in the light and not in darkness. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Come on, lift up your hands wherever you are. Oh, Parosha, for those in career, I declare that the ways are parted well for you. They are being perfected for you. Career moves well. Business moves well. Everything you lay your hands to do, you begin to prosper through it. Everyone in Anosa Karada de Kedosa, I declare in the name of Jesus where you are all are concerned. I declare that we are all perfected in Christ Jesus. We all are perfected. Anosa, and he perfects all that concerns us. In the name of Jesus, giving praise tonight, giving praise tonight, giving praise tonight. Giving praise to God tonight. He is the God of all gods, the Lord of all lords. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. And we give him praise tonight. Hallelujah. We give him praise tonight. He's worthy. Oh, glory to God. Worthy. He's worthy. He is worthy. And he has made us. En anosha dadasa kata kadosa. Endoro kataya labosa. Oh, Baruna. Come on, thank him tonight. Thank him tonight. Thank him tonight. I've shot our time, all right, with 12 minutes, but I believe it's worth it, okay? All right, so thank you so much for always coming to join me. And I believe that the words that you hear, you become a doer. You become a hearer and a doer of this word. I pray for you every time I have to, and I say that the words manifest in your life. I'm expectant of testimonies. This year is a different year. Amen. Hallelujah. I said this year is a different year. It's not like every other year. It will not be like every other year for you. This year will stand out in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to use this medium to invite you to two programs. For those single ones on the page, I'm going to be having a ministration tomorrow. I want you to join me, all right, online. I'm going to send the link to Ross, all right? So make sure you join in and get blessed. And then for every one of us that's staying in Lagos, I really need you, all right? One of the things I said to most of us when I talked about the program is that it's an opportunity where I will also get to see you physically, all right? I want to invite you to a program, all right? My husband... myself and my husband will be hosting us, all right? My husband will be teaching God's word. I want you to join us in Lagos Elevation Church. It's at Maryland bus stop, all right? And you will not remain the same. I'm too sure that meeting would activate something on your inside, but you need to be there, all right? You need to be there. There's something about being in an environment, not just getting online, really. There's something about it. And I really would love that you're there. I also would love that I see you physically. Yes. All right. I don't know. I mean, it won't be good that all we do is hear each other's voices from time to time. It will also be good that we're able to see one another. And I think this is an opportunity for us to meet again, or meet if we've never met. All right. So please come. Please come and ask for me. Ask for Emrex. Ask for Pastor Buki. All right, ask for me. So anyone, the ushers, they're going to bring you to me. All right, so please, thank you so much, everyone. All right, I'm going to put up the flyer so that you can see the programs tomorrow. I'm going to put up, I'm going to put one up tomorrow in the morning, and I'm going to put up the other one in the evening. So I want you to look at the flyers and plan your day so that you can
be a part of these meetings and keep getting blessed. Love you guys. Appreciate every one of you every time we come together like this. All right. Have a beautiful night. Bye. Have a beautiful night, everyone. Enjoy the rest of the hours of tonight. Love you, love you, love you.